T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
They head out into pass patterns. Josh, lots of time, got a man wide open. Diggs into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Stephon Diggs was wide open. A 22-yard pass completion. Diggs boots the ball into the crowd, or the stands anyway, here at Hard Rock Stadium. Pressure gets away from it. Now he fires into the end zone. It is caught. It is caught by Davis. Gabriel Davis, the rookie, makes the catch. And it is a Buffalo touchdown on the back line of the end zone. Josh Allen bought time, got away from pressure, and was able to find Gabriel Davis. 6-yard touchdown pass. Takes the handoff. Josh Allen sets up deep. Takes a long look downfield, going deep again. He's got a man wide open. John Brown, he makes the catch. Touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo! John Brown from Josh Allen. Touchdown, Bills, with 3:09 to go. They're up by 10, a 46-yard touchdown pass.
I think we continue to build our foundation, right? I mean, we've had a short run-up. Our offensive staff has done a really good job of trying to establish with great clarity what we're all about, how we want it done at every position, and what it needs to look like. And I think you're seeing some of that come to life with a lot more work to do ahead of us here.
I think every week you come out there wondering, you know, what crazy stuff is Josh going to do this week? You know, whether he's going to run the ball for 100 yards or, you know, throw a 60-yard bomb or put balls on the money for Diggs to make plays on. And he made some great throws today. It was a fun day overall. Like I said earlier, he's the leader of our team and we're riding behind him.
We believe and we trust our guys outside, and I don't think there's many teams that can keep up with all of them. You know, that was just what was happening and what was working early on, and we just kind of kept going back to it and had some success. But again, teams are going to see that now and they're going to try to figure out a way to sort of stop that. So again, we got to figure out new ways to get our guys the ball.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Did you hear Steve Tasker and the little giggle in the background on the John Brown touchdown? That was pretty cool. Someone actually called the morning show to talk about that. That was pretty cool, Steve Tasker in the background. I got to be honest, I was kind of giggling too. Couldn't hear me though because my mic is off until they let me turn it on and talk on my sideline duties. But it was just fantastic watching Josh Allen's reaction, and that might have been why Steve was having some fun with it. You could hear it in Merce's voice. The first three calls there, Diggs touchdown, Davis touchdown, Brown touchdown, courtesy of the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. John Murphy on the call right there with a little bit of Steve Tasker mixed in. And then Sean McDermott, Jordan Poyer, and Josh Allen following up on the sound that you just heard. Hi, good morning. Boy, do Buffalo Football Mondays just sound and feel so much better after a day like yesterday? Of course they do. I've been doing this show in this time slot for what, maybe 4 or 5 years now? I think I have to go back and see when I started taking over, you know, doing it in this time slot. I think it's been about 5 years now. And we've had some nice starts. I mean, last year, the team started off 2-0, 3-0. You know, the year before that, not as much. First year of under McDermott, they had a nice start, went 5-2. So we've had some nice starts before. Go back to Chan Gailey. This is before I started doing the show here in this time slot, but the Bills had a nice start, two really big, impressive wins to start the season, comeback wins, you know, that the year that they, in 2011 when they beat the Patriots. You get the point, though. We've had that before, but it just feels different now. It feels different. At the same time, it feels the same because it's so good of a feeling. I think it just feels more sustainable at this point. And then you look around, you see, I know the Patriots still look pretty good, but they're a team that I think that you expect that maybe the Bills can play with now and even be better than, right? So there's just a lot of different circumstances which make this feel different and better, although it still feels really, really good. And I'll go back to growing up in Buffalo. I've always said, you know, even as a kid, I would feel on Mondays so much better after a Bills victory than after a loss. And in fact, I think Buffalo as a city, as a town, Western New York as a region, I think is just so much less productive on a Monday after a win because you're talking about it and you're excited about it and you want to go look at the stats. And in this day and age, we have the Game Pass and the All 22 that comes out and all the highlights. You can rewind and rewatch and re-listen, and you have Twitter and social media. It just makes it so much more of a day. This region revolves, our emotions revolve around how our football team performs on Sunday. And so far, so good through 2 weeks, not just because of the result, not just because of the 2-0, but because of how they're doing it, which is what we're going to talk a lot about today on the Extra Point Show. Welcome in. My name is Sal Capaccio. Glad to be here with you. Sideline reporter on the Bills Radio Network, beat reporter for WGR, and host of the Extra Point Show every Monday in this time slot, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It is a Buffalo football Monday, and we're really happy today, right? As a group, we're really happy as a fan base. We're really happy to be able to kind of talk about the Buffalo Bills and the trajectory that they're on and what we've seen from them so far. Let me tell you, the Extra Point Show is presented by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you in part by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Also by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' comp attorneys, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Here's how the show works. In case you're not familiar, you call, I listen, I can respond. It's a reaction show. It's a reaction to what we've seen, the good and the bad from the Buffalo Bills. And there were some things to be concerned about. There's no doubt this team is not perfect by any means, but it feels really good to be 2-0 and to win that way, although there are concerns, and I welcome your calls on that. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. You can give me a call. I'm going to give you the forum. I'm going to give you the line. You can talk. I'll listen. And then I'll react. And as I always say, the trade-off for that, the trade-off for no interviews, no guests, and just phone calls is give me a good call. Give me a good thought. Give me a good question. Contribute something to the show. I think that's all I ask from you. And then we'll have a great time talking about it for the next 2 hours here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I want to start, though, where we should start and where we need to kind of be for most of today. And that is with Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills quarterback. Remember last week at this time, you remember? I came on here and I didn't expect it, but the entire show came, it really became about, is Josh Allen running too much? He's running so much, he's going to get hurt. That became a big deal all through the week. And after running so well last week, but struggling with their running backs last week, and then seeing how poorly Miami defended the run, especially against Cam Newton in week one, I'd say conventional wisdom said, and even I said, the Bills are probably going to use that formula to attack the Dolphins this week. They're going to run Josh Allen, because why wouldn't you? Even I said that. Especially considering the Bills were without their two starting linebackers, and we knew it was going to be a really hot day in South Florida. So what would be the game plan? Well, for me, I wouldn't have been surprised if it was pound the ball against a weaker run defense in Miami, keep your defense, your own defense, off the field, and don't worry about lighting up the scoreboard. Just win the game, get home as healthy as possible, and move on, right? I mean, that's what I thought the game plan could very well be. Well, the Bills, Brian Daboll, they had different plans. And that's because they have Josh Allen. Folks, it's about time everyone starts to recognize it. If you already haven't, let me say it for you as clear as I can and be crystal clear. The Bills have found their franchise quarterback. There is no more debating it. No matter how many memes you see making fun of a bad pass, if you don't know what a meme is, you can go look it up. You know, it's those things on Twitter, on social media, little clips, GIFs, videos of a bad pass like the one last week to John Brown. No matter how many of those you see, no matter how many people you read telling you otherwise, simply because they refuse to accept it, and there's a lot of that out there, it is right there for everyone to see. Statistically, analytically, with your own eyes, pick it, whatever you want. If you don't see it, then clearly you're choosing not to. For the constant critics, the doubters, the haters, if you will, of the Bills quarterback, many of which dug in on their position even before he was drafted. I have news for you. Your window of opportunity has closed. That is it. From here on out, if you want to keep telling everyone how bad he is or how he'll never fit your metrics to be successful, whatever that means, we've heard that one before. Well, you know, it just doesn't fit the metrics for what we think can be a successful quarterback in the league, whatever that means. I can only assume from now on that if you want to keep doing that, it's due to your own arrogance, ignorance, or self-entertainment, because it's certainly not for actually paying attention. Let me give you a stat. This comes from Stathead through Pro Football Reference. Allen is only the fourth quarterback in NFL history to eclipse 700 passing yards, have at least 6 touchdown passes, and no interceptions through the first 2 weeks of a season. You know who the others are? Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes. That's the list. That's it. Two of the best signal callers ever, and the other considered one of the best in today's game. Now, of course, that doesn't automatically put Allen in their company. It does not mean he's destined for the Hall of Fame. But through 2 weeks of play, he's playing at an MVP level, not just because of those gaudy stats I just read off, but also how his team has rode him. You see, that's the difference between over 2 decades of football here in Buffalo and what we're seeing in 2020. Even when the Bills had a quarterback who put up some nice numbers here and there, they've never really asked him to be the offense, to ride him to victory. It's mostly been, hey, make a few good throws and then don't screw it up. Through 2 games, not the case. Not here. Allen hasn't just been good, actually. He's been sensational. But it's for an offense that's averaged 464 yards and 29 points per game through 2 weeks. And they have leaned on him to do it, not just asked him to not screw it up. In years past, sometimes the Bills have won even in spite of their quarterback. So far this season, they're winning because of him. I want you to consider this for a second. Think of this stat. Something I found myself last night. The Bills have run 140 total offensive plays so far this season. Whether it's through passing or running, Josh Allen has been responsible for 103 of those 140. Everyone else combined, only 37. So in other words, Josh Allen has been 74% of an offense that is currently number one in the AFC in total yards, in yards per game, in yards per play, number one in the NFL in passing yards per game, second in the AFC in first downs per game. I could go on. I mean, let's be honest. We all expected the Bills to be 2-0 right now, right? We knew they were better than the Jets and the Dolphins. We expected them to beat both teams and be right where they are, which is saying something in itself, by the way, about this team, this organization, this roster. But what most didn't expect was for it to be like this. By watching Josh Allen transform into a legitimate franchise quarterback right in front of our eyes. Here's some advice for you. Keep those eyes open, because as good as he's been, he's only going to get better. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be hard to miss. Unless, of course, you intentionally choose to do so. Let's go to the phone lines. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Chris in Virginia is going to start us off. Hi, Chris. You're on WGR.
Sal, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
First off, I got 3 points here. First, I just want to talk about you. I love listening to you when you're on anytime that you're filling in. I try to make it a point to listen because I think, no offense to the other guys, I think you're the best that you guys, that your station has. So kudos to you, and you're really good at what you do. Second point, I think Josh needs to put an ST on the back of his jersey in front of his name for Stallion, because he is an absolute thoroughbred. And my third point, I was completely wrong on Josh when coming out in, from college. And I wanted Rosen when I heard the name Josh Allen. I took a couple extra shots probably that night, and I know I was feeling it the next day. But I got to tell you, the guy has absolutely proved me wrong. He is an absolute franchise quarterback. He's gotten better before my eyes every single game. And it is a testament to him, his coaching staff, and the entire organization around him. So I couldn't be prouder. And, you know, I fully admit I was wrong, and I'm proud to say that, and it is awesome. So.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you listening. Thanks for the kind words, buddy. Thanks, man. Listen, I don't know what else to tell you anymore if you don't see it. it's not about stats anymore either. Murph was on this morning with the guys, with Howard and Jeremy, and he said it too. It's not just the stats. Anybody from the outside can look at those. If you're watching him, you see it. You just see it. It's been a complete, it's not even a transformation. It's weird. I use the word transformation there in that opening monologue. It's not really even a transformation. It's a step-by-step process, if you will. And sorry, I know to use that word, but that's what it's been. That's what they've been building towards, and that's where he is right now. Dominic, down in Florida, down in Jacksonville. What's up, man?
Hey, Sal. Good to talk to you.
You too. Thanks.
I wanted to say as well, like the last guy, we definitely appreciate you. I'm glad you got a podcast now because we just can't get enough.
All right. Thank you. Absolutely. Doing a Thursday night live stream show, and I put that on the podcast, Sal Sports and stuff. So I'll tell everybody about that later, but thanks for recognizing it.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks. I got a pretty cool stat. I just want to say real quick that I've been with Josh since the Senior Bowl. He impressed me in that second half then when we were scouting all the quarterbacks. But I don't know what's taking everybody so long, but the eye test alone would really do it. But here's a really cool stat that I think is just not being noticed. Since the Week 4 New England game last year, since then his touchdown-to-interception ratio, 23-3.
That's right.
To me, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I know. Last year, at the end of the year, I did a stat, Dominic, that I looked. He had the second lowest interception percentage from that point on to the end of the year that you just referenced. The first was Drew Brees, and then it was Josh Allen. That was it.
Yeah, that's amazing to me. I just think people should notice that. That's kind of like the longevity of his.
You know, the turnovers, people talk about his, you know, throwing and things like that. The turnovers have come from him running the ball, not from throwing the ball, obviously, which we know that he needs to stop. And yesterday, obviously, there were none. He only had a few runs. They were on scrambles. But, you know, he hasn't been – he's never really been one to throw it to the other team except for a handful of games, I guess, at the beginning of last year.
Yeah, absolutely. He's
all right.
Awesome since then.
Yeah, thanks, Dominic. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go out to Michael down in Atlanta. We're all over the map. We got Virginia, Florida, and Atlanta to start the program. What's up, man?
Hey, man, I still owe you dinner if you're...
I know you do, but, you know, my parents moved out of there, so maybe next time the Bills play down there, you know what I mean? Because they actually went back down to Florida. But it's good for me because now they live, like, on a golf course, and I can play a little more golf.
There you go. So look, a couple things. I've been talking about this since Josh Allen started. He's young. He's going to get better. He's showing signs. In the very beginning, he showed signs. And one thing that really upset me last year in the playoff game was the continuing talking about, oh, he's playing hero ball. No, he's doing what he felt he needed to do to win because he didn't have enough reliable weapons. And I kept saying over and over and over again, I know you pretty much agreed when I called, you got to put a little more talent around the guys so he's got some more options. And my gosh, just wait till he develops a real chemistry with Stephon Diggs and the other two receivers that they picked up, the two rookies, Davis and I forgot the other guy's name right off the top of my head.
Yeah. Hodgins, he doesn't play it now, but Moss too. But I think he's got that chemistry. I mean, I think from the get-go, him and Diggs have been sensational, and that shows the work they put in the offseason together.
That's true. The only point I'm making is it will get better as the season,
yep.
Just like you said.
I hear you. I think the other guys, though, you're right about that. You know, that catch by Gabriel Davis was sensational, but, you know, at some point, Gabriel Davis is going to have to play a bigger role, and you think that, you know, he would obviously have to have more time with Josh as well. You know, he's been with him through the offseason, but you know the way rookies are. They don't have that.
Sure.
They don't have that same time. They go through the process of trying to get drafted, not knowing where they're going to live, moving to a new city, and then this year obviously was even more so for these guys without any sort of preseason or really camp before training camp.
That's right. And of course, Hodgins, too, I think is going to be a good one. But the point is, like, even when Jim Kelly came here a couple years, and he was already an experienced quarterback, but they had to put weapons around him, which is Andre Reed in the beginning, and then Thurman Thomas, but they put more James Lofton, Don Beebe, all the talent that came around him, you know, and it helped. But here's the main point I want to make is how comfortable Josh Allen looks. He looks like he's having fun, and he looks comfortable and confident.
Yeah, Mike, I think the word, and I'm going to let you go, but I think the word that I would use is trust, too. He trusts everybody, and he trusts Brian Daboll, and they trust him.
That's it.
You know, thanks, buddy. I appreciate the call. Stay well down there in Atlanta. I think that's right. He does look very comfortable, and that goes back to what I said earlier. If you watch the games, it's not just the stats. Watch him play. He looks comfortable. He looks poised. He looks confident, and I think there's a lot of trust that's going around right now in that Bills locker room and Josh Allen, especially in the offensive side of the ball between his coordinator and him. Nick in Buffalo, what's going on, man?
Hey, Sal. I just want to say that I'm 24 years old, and these are the Bills that I have been waiting for. I'm a season ticket holder, and I do have a question about that. I do know that there were some officials in Miami kind of scouting out, like, the whole Miami and how they dealt with, like, the COVID and the fans. I'm just wondering if you have any info on what the process will look like for season ticket holders being able to go to the Thursday night game. I'm going to hang up and listen.
I wish I could help you. I don't have info on that, Nick. All I can tell you is, obviously, they're leaving the door open, right? They're leaving the door open for that because that's why they only said the first two games are a no-go for fans. After that, we'll see. So I don't know what it's going to turn out to be. There's a lot of entities here. There's the Buffalo Bills and the NFL, and then there's Governor Cuomo, and there's polling cars and whatever you want to talk about, government entities or county entities, state, local, all that kind of stuff. It's all got to be talked about amongst everybody. And we'll find out what happens. And then I'm curious, too. I don't know what the process would be, even depending on how many people they would allow if they do that. First, we have to get to, will they allow people against Kansas City or even another game later? And then how many people? And then what's the process of choosing those people? So I wish I could help you, Nick. I don't know the answer to that. All I know is at least we know for sure that the Bills are leaving that door open because they've only shut the door on the first two games. And, of course, the second of which is coming up Sunday against the Rams. Should I take line one? I don't have a name there. Line one is okay to take, right? I just want to make sure. Hold on. Let me go here. I think so. Oh, who's on line one? Who's this? Kevin, thank you, Kevin. Sorry about that. I didn't have your name on the screen. I didn't know if Brayton was ready for you. Go ahead, buddy.
That's all right. Hey, Sal, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate all you do. Great era up and down yesterday.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Hey, so I'm from Erie originally. So, of course, I've got Steelers and Browns fans that are friends. And you know, it pisses me off that they still dog Josh. And the national media obviously still won't give him the credit that he deserves. I mean, the dude busted his tail in the off season, and I think a majority of us were probably skeptical about that, but people need to understand that, you know, to win these games, this dude has to put up numbers. And last year, he didn't put up numbers like this against these two teams. So I know people say, oh, it's the Dolphins and Jets, and like you said, we should win these games. That's where we are now. We know that, but the guy did what he hasn't done, and I think we all wanted to see him cross that, you know, that 300-plus barrier. So, you know, 17 is Buffalo through and through. Diggs is I think, more unbelievable than, you know, we all thought he would be. Do you think, and I'll end with this question, do you think, like I think, that he probably needs another 300-plus game, 28 points this week on offense to win?
It might be. I mean, the Rams are good, right? I think, to be honest with you, I want to, you know, kind of dig into them a little bit more, see – you know, what areas of the Bills can attack them. And, you know, I haven't really dug in yet on the Rams. I've seen their scores. I've looked at a couple numbers. I do know this. They're 17th in the league against the pass, which might bode well for the Bills. But, you know, maybe that's what other teams just had to do. They had to go throw against them because they were down through the first 2 weeks. They've given up like 240 yards a game. So that could bode well. I'm not sure. So I wish I could answer your question more. I think, though, for the Bills, at least knowing that they have that ability is half the battle, which is, hey, if we have to go into a game and score 30, we have a quarterback and a trigger man who can do it. And I think that's what really wound up happening yesterday. They were down. I want to talk about the fourth quarter from Josh Allen when we come back. Let's do that. When we come back, another sign, another reason why I'll tell you it's not just about the stats. I'll give you the stats, but it's not just about that. Josh Allen was great when he needed to be great yesterday, and I'll go over that when we come back on the Extra Point Show. Hold tight on WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are the long ball accuracy questions done now? Are we done with that?
I'm asking you.
I would say, yeah.
Thank you.
Funny moment from Josh Allen on the post-game Zoom call. That was Vic Carucci, the Buffalo News, asking him a question about the long ball accuracy. Josh said, I'm going to ask you. And Vic's like, yeah, I'll answer it. They're done now. And he said, thank you. That was the best. You could just isolate the thank you and make that a soundbite. Right? You could do that. That would be pretty cool, the way he said it. Thank you.
Very nice and calm from Josh Allen.
Oh, right? Just thank you. He did look good on the deep ball yesterday. That was a really, really nice part of his game. I'm going to give a Twitter follower some credit here, some love. I don't even know if he's right, but Dazzlin Dan DM'd me. And he said, I went through the play-by-play, and he had only two deep passes, if you will, to... from Allen that he missed. And he went through, I guess, whatever he's counting deep, 25 or longer, I think, 20 or longer, I don't know. Either way, he said, overall, he went through them all, he broke them down the play-by-play, Dazzlin Dan did. And he said 9 of 10, 282, two touchdowns is what he got. I don't know if that's exactly right, if that's accurate, but sounds good, and thanks for the stat look there. The
Bills, thank you.
Love it. That is amazing. You have to drop that in sometimes.
Thank you.
Bill's big plays, though, something I wrote about in my arrow up, arrow down column. If you want to check that out, WGR550.com. Bill's big plays. The Bills had three of 46 yards or more. A 46-yard pass to John Brown for a touchdown, a 46-yard pass to Isaiah McKenzie, which I believe the feed was off for that one and people didn't see, and then the 47-yard pass to Stephon Diggs, and that happened right after the Dolphins took the lead. The very first play after the Dolphins take the lead in the fourth quarter, Allen from his own 25 to Diggs for 47 yards down to the Miami 28-yard line, setting the Bills up for their go-ahead touchdown and bounce back. Let's talk about that for a second. Josh Allen in the fourth quarter. Allen's fourth quarter stats yesterday. Not just really, really good, but the kind of good that you want to see your quarterback have when the chips are down. With under 11 minutes to go in the game, the Bills trailed the Dolphins 20-17. From there, here is Josh Allen's stat line. The final 10 minutes of the game with his team trailing. 6 for 8 for 145 yards, 2 touchdowns, and the fourth quarter comeback win. Yards per attempt? Now, if you can get 9 yards per attempt, that's really good. 18.13. Smaller sample size, only 8 attempts. I get it. 145 and 2 touchdowns. Big shots from Brian Daboll. Big throws by Josh Allen. Big play results. Big win in the end. I just took a look in the break at Josh Allen's career fourth quarter stats because I knew he's been pretty good in the fourth quarter. His completion percentage is not great, but overall in his career, it hasn't been great. So a little bit weighted down, 58. But TD to interception in the fourth quarter, his best quarter. 15 TDs, 4 interceptions through his career. He's been a money quarterback when they've needed him, and yesterday they really needed him, and he absolutely was money. Nate in New York City, you're on WGR on the Extra Point Show. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Sal. Good to talk to you. Sorry I missed you last week. Great show as always. I'm so glad it's back on. I'm so glad the season's taken off as it has. Before I ask you a question, I just want to put an offer out to you. You'll be coming down October 25th for the Jets game. Please bring your clubs and play golf.
I would love to. We actually aren't traveling. The radio broadcast crew is not traveling. We did yesterday's game via remote. Unless something drastically changes due to NFL protocols and traveling parties, we're just unable to this year.
Got it. All right. Well,
but thank you. I would love to come down anyway to play golf, even if it's not that weekend.
Anytime, buddy. Anytime.
Thank you.
So listen here. I have a question, and it starts with a comment. The comment is, I am just observing interestingly how the Bills have not tried to really assert themselves as a running team quite yet. Mm-hmm. It makes sense in week one because the Jets have a really strong front seven. So I got that. But yesterday, especially against Miami, who, you know, are not so great against the run, I noticed that they weren't trying to establish the run. They did a little bit more. And when they did, they ran between their tackles. So I'm wondering if you think it's, A, because they haven't really quite gelled yet with teams or the ideas, or if you think that they are simply trying to establish themselves as a high-powered passing offense.
I think the first answer here, Nate, let's walk through this a second because I understand where you're going with it, and I think there is a little bit of concern there, but let's walk through this. I think the first answer to your question is the Bills want to have the ball in their best player's hand, and their best player is Josh Allen right now. And he's hot, he's confident, and I don't know if you heard the stat I said earlier, but the Bills have run 140 plays this year. 103 of them have been Josh Allen. That's an astounding number. 74% of their offensive plays that they've either been Josh Allen throwing or Josh Allen running. And I think the first answer to your question is, why try to establish something when we have somebody who's just going to make plays for us and we don't have to do that? I think that's A. B, I do think the Jets front played into it, obviously. The Dolphins seem like they were a little more ripe for the picking, but they just don't seem to be quite in sync on where they need to be, and that could very well be the lack of preseason, the lack of, you know, going against fronts and actual blocking. But overall, you know, they actually ran the ball okay yesterday. They didn't do it by volume, but they averaged, I'm looking over the numbers right now, I just had it a second ago. Yesterday they averaged, their running backs, Devin Singletary was 5.6 yards a carry, Zach Moss 4.6, so they did a nice job. They didn't give him the volume, and I think that's because they want Josh Allen handling the ball.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's funny how you started the show. You know, everybody was going crazy week one when Josh was running all over the place, and then yesterday, all the schizophrenic fans going, "Why isn't he running more?" I think it's funny that we want so much from him, but he is really looking great, and I'm excited for next week, and I'm glad I got to talk to you, man.
Thanks. Thank you, Nate. I appreciate the phone call as always. Mark is on a cell phone. Hi, Mark. You're on WGR.
First off, Sal, I want to echo your sentiments at the top of the hour. When the Bills are good, all is right with the world.
That's right.
I'm more interested in football. I'm more interested in the other teams. I'm watching more. When the Bills are bad, I could care less about the rest of the NFL. Because quite honestly, I have no reason to. But
it does make watching the rest of the league more interesting. Like, tonight becomes an interesting game because I want to... It helps the Bills if the Saints beat the Raiders. It's not just an entertaining game, maybe, but you want to help the Bills, too.
And last night's game, I mean,
that's right.
That you're watching both teams, and I'm sure the coaching staff was, too, with a careful eye. But anyway, I have 2 points I wanted to get to. One, I remember, I don't know if it was your show or show for Bulldog, but Mr. Duzable was talking about Gabe Davis saying how, yes, I know this is going to sound like I'm a homer because he's a UCF guy, and so am I, but in 2 or 3 years, you watch, Gabe Davis is going to be your number one. And I thought, that would be great, but come on. But I don't know. I from all accounts, he's passing the eye test for me.
He looks really good, but you know what happened yesterday, Mark, was the rest of the country saw what I saw and other media saw and you saw via our videos and reporting, every day at training camp. The kid is, he looks the part. He has every single attribute you want in a legitimate NFL wide receiver. Putting the lofty expectations of being a number one at this point, probably a little too much. I understand Leje and where he's coming from, but they do also have Stephon Diggs and John Brown. You don't know how the roster transforms in that time, but he absolutely belongs on the field.
And here's the other point, too. Josh Allen still obviously is having his accuracy issues. I don't know, you know, by your count, but I still saw he left about four big plays out there, two of which I think could have been led to touchdowns, like one to Diggs and one to Beasley. And he's looking this good now. If he can just work on those little bit of accuracy issues, like I've seen.
Do we want to call him? I mean, Mark, I think if you look around the league, every quarterback misses a few plays here and there. I think Josh Allen's accuracy has been fantastic. I mean, yes, he missed John Brown last week. It was an awful throw. We all know that. I mean, I don't know what happened. He just, ball came out of his hand wrong or whatever. He had a couple misses. I think the one to Brown, the deep one in the game yesterday, was a miscommunication. He thought Brown was going up. Brown stayed flat. But I don't know if I want to call it accuracy issues after two games when he's 72 and 68%. I think I just call it a couple misses, which every single quarterback has every week.
No, no, and trust me, I'm not really getting on him. I've been an Allen fan. I'm just saying, can you imagine if he can even work on those,
sure,
and he gets even better, how amazing he could be. The national media will be forced to talk about him because I'm watching it this morning, once again, because I'm just so excited.
Are they talking about him this morning? They should be. I've seen a lot. Listen, for all the stuff we say about Josh not getting love, Josh is getting a lot of love this morning. He really is. If you look around, you go to social media, lots of people. Bill Barnwell said right now he's the number two MVP in the league behind Russell Wilson, and I'm fine with that because Russ, he's looking really good too. I mean, there's a lot of people giving Josh some love today.
Well, I'm watching ESPN, and I can't speak for the social media, but, you know, of course it's still nothing but the Cowboys.
Sure, sure. Well, that drives the ratings, the big teams, of course, right? But I get where you're coming from. Hey, man, thanks. I got to run. I got some more calls to take. Okay, buddy?
Yep.
All right, thanks. No, I appreciate the phone call. Roderick in Buffalo. Hi, Rod. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
If you don't mind, I just want to take one moment. My nephew passed away last Friday, a year ago, from neuroblastoma cancer. So I just want to say to my sister, Crystal, and my brother and I love you guys. I'm here for you. Now, to the Bills' point, how about Josh Allen progression? His checkdowns and him, you see him going through all his reads and making great throws down the field that we're, you know, really not used to seeing in a long time. And the fact that we're no longer relying on our defense anymore to win games or to keep us in games is a great feeling and great to see that we're putting up points right now that, you know, that can keep up with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Saints and the teams like that, that you need to put up 27, 31 points to beat. It's great. It's, you know, it's a good time in Buffalo, and ain't it a good feeling on Monday when the Bills come out and put up 31 points and Allen throws for over 400 yards and four touchdowns? It's a great feeling.
It's pretty remarkable. My condolences to you and your family on the loss of your relative. And, you know, we'll see if they can keep that up and what they're doing right now. The numbers they're putting up, Josh Allen, I just looked, I believe, leads the league in passing yards right now. I believe that's the case. I have to go check exactly what Howard's giving me the thumbs up, so that's good. Obviously, they're the number one team in passing yards per game, obviously because Allen leads the league in passing yards. That's going to match up right now. Nobody's had a bye week. You did make another point in there, and I forgot what it is, and I'm sorry about it, so I'll take another call from Kate. I'll try to remember, Rod. I'm sorry. You did make another point. I didn't write it down, but I wanted to address it, what you said. Hi, Kate. You're on WGR. Go ahead.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, I just wanted to call and say, like, you know, after the Dolphins scored and were kind of just eating up our defense, I was starting to get a little nervous, and then I think it was Diggs on the sideline that Allen hit, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, our guy can throw. We have offense that can put up points, and it's just so much fun and so exciting to kind of, and actually kind of hard to transition how we think about this team and how this team can win, and man, it's just awesome.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? It's fun to know that you have a guy that can bail you out when you need it, and it's fun to watch him, by the way. That's the other thing, Kate. It's not just that he's winning and he's playing well. He's fun to watch, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a blast. I just love it. And just, you know, I just love he's proven everybody wrong, too.
I know, Kate. That's a cool part of it. Roderick, I remembered what you said. You talked about Josh going through his progressions. Good point. And let's not lose sight of the fact that part of the reason of that is pass protection was really good yesterday. Josh was only sacked one time. He did have to scramble a couple times, but Josh was only sacked one time. He also had one. He escaped the pocket, escaped a tackler on the touchdown pass to Gabriel Davis, but that's part of the reason he's able to go through the progressions. It's all a big part of the puzzle. Give him the protection, allow him to go through the progressions, make the throw. 803-0550. 888-550-2550. It's the Extra Point Show and more coming your way on WGR.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was very emotional, just knowing that everything that I put into this, going through trials and tribulations and putting God first, I was very emotional. That's honestly the main word right there. I was very emotional.
That is Tyrell Dodson. I gave Tyrell Dodson an arrow up in my arrow up, arrow down column. He filled in for Tremaine Edmonds. Let me tell you why I gave Tyrell Dodson an arrow up. You might not have realized it, but I mean, the guy had his first NFL start on Sunday, and although he wasn't perfect, there were times that he was challenged, no doubt, by coverages and stuff like that. He had a good day overall. He was responsible for making all the defensive calls. His first NFL start, second NFL game ever. Guy's got to make all the calls in the middle of the defense. He's the quarterback of the defense. And except where one play where the secondary was actually a bit confused and the Bills had to call a timeout, they never lined up late or looked out of place. He also finished the game with an impressive stat line. 7 total tackles, 1 for a loss, 2 passes defended. Tyrell Dodson played well yesterday. Just got a tweet on that, so I hope I answered your tweet about Tyrell Dodson. Because, yes, I agree. I thought he played well yesterday. AJ Klein is not the athlete of Matt Milano. We could see that. But he's a veteran linebacker. He's smart. And Tyrell Dodson is not the size of Tremaine Edmonds. We know that, but he showed a lot of instinct yesterday. He showed that he can play in this league. But anytime you lose your top two linebackers, it's going to be a drop-off. I know there are people concerned about linebacker depth. And maybe you could say, oh, could they have someone better, you know, than those guys? Maybe. But look, tell me any team in this league, any team that loses their top two linebackers that simply just fills in and it's okay. You're going to have a drop-off. There's not all pros just walking around the street that you can go sign. It doesn't work that way. Ken in the Bronx. Hi, Ken. You're on WGR.
Hey, son. How you doing?
Good. You're on the air, buddy.
I absolutely agree with you. I like the progression of Josh Allen. He's heading up, man. It feels good to be a Bills fan right now. Let's do it. I'm going to hang up, but let's hear.
All right. No, I appreciate you. You waited online for that, and you got your comment in, so that's good. It feels good to be a Bills fan. I think lots of people are feeling good, no matter where you're listening. We're getting a lot of calls today from lots of places around the country. I love that, and I know that means you're listening on the radio.com app, so go check it out, radio.com. You can just open up the app. You can listen to us. You can listen online, WGR550.com. But how about this? I listen on Alexa a lot. There might be some Alexas in your house that are about to turn on because I'm going to do it for you. Alexa, play WGR 550. That's all you have to do. And then you got it, no matter where you are. Steve, down in Virginia. Second call from Virginia today. What's up, man?
Hey, Sal. How's it going today?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to ask a question about the catch the challenge. But I first wanted to talk about with Allen and Diggs, the chemistry. Two of the plays that I saw that I haven't seen from one that
Steve, you're really breaking up right now. I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to come back to you in a second. If you can go to another spot of where you are, and maybe you can have a better signal. Scott in Rochester. Hi, Scott. You're on WGR. Go ahead.
What's up, Sal? I got a question for you.
Okay.
Real quick, shout out to my 2-year-old daughter, Syrah, who was napping when that game cut out.
Syrah? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, C-Y-R-A, Syrah. Yeah.
That's amazing. What a great name. Cool, man.
Okay. Thanks. And I really let the expletives fly, and she napped through it like a chicken. Give her some love.
There you go.
Secondly, I'm hoping you can shed some light on what happened when the power did go out. From what I can gather, Miami scored. Buffalo got the ball. Allen had a long completion to Knox, but he fumbled. Can you shed some more light on the fumble? And then did they stop them after that?
He also had a long pass to McKenzie, I believe, while it was out, right? Let me go and look at the play-by-play. If you can stay on, I'm going to take the call from Steve, and then when I come back from the break, I'll read you the play-by-play and how that went. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Like when he fumbled, it sounds like the defense stopped them. But I'm gonna
look. Oh, actually, you know what? I have it right here. It was right after. I have it right here. All right. So they come out of the third quarter. They have the long delay. All right. Fitzpatrick throws that was to Devontae Parker. Oh, you're talking about the power outage. All right. Let me go look where that was.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get to the phone call from Steve, and then I'm gonna look up exactly what happened, and then I'll go through the play-by-play. Scott, thank you very much. And Syrah, shout out to you, 2-year-old. All right, Steve. You got a better connection?
I hope so.
Okay, go ahead, buddy.
Okay, I had a question about the challenge, but I wanted to first talk about Allen and Diggs. I mean, it's probably been at least a couple decades since we've seen the quarterback throw in the tight windows, like how Allen did, where Diggs in double coverage, high pointed the ball, and then the sideline. I mean, that was incredible. I haven't seen that in years from a Bills quarterback. And then I'm also want to ask a question. We were always told, listening to people in the media, that when you go make a catch, it has to go all the way, follow through the ground. But when McDermott challenged, the call was overturned, but the ball came out from the Dolphins' defense.
I believe they eliminated the ruling of surviving the ground or something. I think that something – we were debating that on the broadcast, too. I have to go look for sure. I think that that is no longer the case, basically.
Oh.
I think that's what they rewrote, if you will, the rules of the catch like last offseason or the year before. And I think they kind of tweaked that or got rid of that specific wording.
Okay. All right.
And that's why, because I agree when I saw it, but then Steve pointed out right away, like, no, that's not the case anymore. And I believe that's right. And that's why it was ruled a catch in favor of Miami. You guys are giving me a lot of work to do today, Steve. I'm going to go look that up just to make sure. Okay, bud.
Problem.
All right, thanks. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I got the play-by-play in front of me. I'll give it to Scott and then Steve. We're going to talk about the catch, no catch challenge. We got a lot to get to. Still got to get to sit up, stand down, hey, buddy, all that stuff. So keep it right here, a full hour of the Extra Point show still on the way on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.